the book Hebrews, part 1. I'm Professor Hannes Redlinghuis of the First Assembly of Yahushua in South Africa, Victoria, Montana, also international. Should you require information about the books which I've written, please contact us at our WhatsApp. It's +27 international code 0722-367-124. Just go to my website https://://. Yahva, yahvah.co.za. You are very welcome to participate in the study this morning. And I believe that this study is going to be a blessing unto you. It's very important that you should subscribe in order to receive the different notification of all the other studies that we are busy with. It's very important to also share the link with your friends and family. And make sure that you at least have a 1611 King James Bible, a pen and a writing pad ready, because we are busy with Bible study. The next announcements I'm going to make the next couple of weeks for you to get into routine on it. We do not affiliate ourselves with the following people: the Messianic groups, any Israel Vision groups, the Hebrew Roots Movement, the Sacred Name Movement, the Yom Movement, the Jehovah Witness Movement, the Seventh-day Adventists. We are not part of any church denomination or organization in the world. We are mainly using the ancient original Hebrew Sacred Name Bible, which was translated by Dr. Joseph Brian Rottenham in 1860, where the name, we always say the Babylonian names were changed back to the original names. According to this Bible, the name Jesus was originally Yahushua. The name God was originally Elohim or Hashem. The name of the Lord was originally Yahweh. The name of the Holy Spirit was originally the Ruach HaKodesh. And we don't refer to ourselves as Christians, but as Yahvist, according to 1 Peter 4 verse 16, in the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible. I just want to make it clear that this Restoration Bay Bible is not the 1902 Emphasis Bible, Rottenham Emphasis Bible. It's not the same Bible. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Hallelujah. I trust that this study is going to be a blessing unto you. In the name of Yahushua. Now we are starting a brand new study this morning. And every morning we will, for 15 or 20 minutes, we will partake in the study. And we're going to walk through the whole book of Hebrews. Alright. I'm using some headlines here and there. The steadfastness of the book Hebrew in the last days. The steadfastness of the book Hebrews in the last days. Do we live in the last days? Yes, we do. Now, as we are starting this new study this morning, there's a lot of things first to be said before we can start with the study, which is very important, very important. It is well known that the book Hebrews, author was unknown. Till today, they are not sure who was the original author, but it is generally accepted that Apostle Paul was the author of the book Hebrews, as it is written in the very same manner or style as all the other epistles. Now, to my students, I have about 240 students, first, second, third, fourth year students. A few of them are going to study off now. So, to our students, we teach that they know that the author of the book Hebrews was generally unknown. But we accept that Apostle Paul has written it. And that's why in the book Hebrews, From now on, I will refer to Apostle Paul every time. The purpose of the letter is to encourage the new bride of Yahushua to remain steadfast in a newly found faith. Despite of dangers and apostasy and the persecution that's about to follow. Now, Apostle Paul encouraged the bride of Yahushua to be steadfast in their newfound faith. Because a lot of them were Gentiles and otherwise Hebrew Jews. So when we look at the reference, the bride of Yahushua, I need to explain something. Let's say my right hand is 500 people, representing 500 people, sitting in church on Sunday morning, and exactly on 10 o'clock, the rapture is going to happen. The church taught us the rapture. No, it's not the rapture, it's the coming. The rapture is the harpazo in Greek, and the coming of Yahushua is the parousia for his bride. Now, there's a difference between church, because this hand we call church, and out of this church, 10 o'clock, when the coming of Yahushua is going to occur, a certain amount of people is going to be drawn away into heaven. They're going to be changed from earthly, fleshly, into heavenly, spiritual body. 1 Corinthians 15, 26 to 58 teaches us that we will be changed in a twinkle of an eye, in a moment, from flesh into spirit, glorified bodies, meeting Yahushua in the air. So this is called the parousia, the coming of Yahushua. The harpazo, the rapture, is going to happen at the end of, just seconds before the battle of Armageddon is going to occur. And that's when Yahushua is going to set his foot on the mount the Mount Zion, to when it's going to come and it's going to rapture one third of the nation of Israel. Not all of Israel. One third. It's called the remnant. Right. So he's coming, and that is Revelation 19, verse 11 to 21. You can go take your Bible and you can read it. Just to enlighten you, we are currently busy with the study, the revelation of the book Revelation. Very important. That's why I say you must subscribe in order to get the notifications. So when you get the notification of the book, the revelation of the book Revelations, start at chapter 1 or part 1. Start in part 1, part 2, part 3. We are also currently busy with the study series, What is Your God's Name? What is your God's name? Oh, there's different names they call him. But what is his ancient Hebrew sacred name? Go to the study. That's why I say you must subscribe so you can get the notification. And do the study. What's your God's name? Start at part one and walk through that. So, out of the church, the whole church is not bride. The bride, let's say five of them, is going to be drawn away. Let's make it a bit more. Let's say 10 of them is going to make it. The bride is going to be taken away, changed into glorified bodies. The rest of the church is staying behind. The church is going through the great tribulation. The bride of Yahushua is not going through the tribulation. That's why I say, study the book, the revelation of the book Revelation. Now and then I'm going to refer to this example, metaphor about the church and the bride. Easy to understand. In the very first chapter and first verse of the book Hebrews, we will, in this 21st century, find out Apostle Paul will speak about a certain revelation never before heard of. Have you ever studied the book Revelations? The book Hebrews? Have you ever studied the book Hebrews? Because we're busy with the book Hebrews. My mind was just running around for 1 minute. They said in the book Hebrews, we're going to find a few revelations. What is a revelation? It's something that was misunderstood before or even never spoke of. In this very first chapter of the book Hebrews, we will be challenged with obstacles and difficulties. That is to challenge the confession of our faith as it was taught to us by the church for more than 600 years. We're talking since the time of Protestantism, 600 years ago. In this study of the book Hebrews, I'm going to challenge a lot of the theology statements that are taught through in Bible colleges and universities, which is totally unscriptural. Just for the interest sake of it, for the last 24 years, I do not belong to no church at all. I belong to the bride of Yahushua. Not the church of Yahushua, the bride. I've been a pastor quite a time of my life. 18 years I was an ordained pastor. And since I've written my first book 25 years ago. 25 years ago. See how time flies. I thought 23, 25 years ago. I resigned the denominations for one simple reason. When you belong to a denomination, church or organization, and you write a book, especially the book Revelation, you've got to write what they believe. You can't differ to what they believe, because that's church theology and dogma. So, in the last more than 600 years, we as Protestants were taught certain things about the Bible which we believed were the truth. And even today, things are taught as the truth, which is not biblical truth, but it is church theology. There's a massive difference between a biblical truth and church theology. Biblical truth is what the Bible says and what Yahweh or God will reveal through the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, unto any one of us. We don't need to be a professor to receive revelations. The Bible says that Father Yahweh can use whoever he wants to. He reveals him to whoever he chooses to. So we are living in the time of the revelation word, where Yahweh is opening the word. Why? Because we are living in the end time. When you look around us and we see all the things that's happening, how different agreements is agreed to, things, denomination and churches that was separated miles apart, today they are brothers. Today, Buddhists and Hindus is part of, they are part of the brotherhood of Protestantism. Those that worship idols, the Roman Catholic Church, the Babylonian home, All Mother. Today she rules the scene. The Pope rules the whole the scenario. And that's because we are living in the end time. For us as bride, waiting for the final covenant to be sealed, to be signed. And that's why the series that we've just finished, The Lie of the Third Temple, it's very important for you to go to the website. There's a couple of series that we have concluded already. And start with chapter 1. Walk through it. Use your Bible. He says, throughout the book Hebrews, we will have to do certain comparisons and illustration between the Old Testament, listen to it, and the New Testament in order to come to the revelation word of Yahweh our Elohim. You can't just reject the Old Testament. We reject the 613 laws of Moses. We are cleansing, we are built upon the rock Yahushua, which is built on two newly kingly New Testament kingly laws. What are they? Hear Israel, Yahweh your Elohim, the Lord your God, is one. You must serve Him with your heart, your soul, your mind, and everything that's in you, and you must love your brother like yourself. See, that's the biggest commandment, to love my brother like myself. That's the two laws that the whole New Testament is built upon. That's the foundation of the teachings of Yahushua when he dwelt on the earth 2,000 years ago. And even in this 21st century, this is the foundation of the bride of Yahushua. I'm not talking about the church. I'm talking about them that's expecting to be drawn away, be changed out of this earthly body into a heavenly body, and we are called the bride of Yahushua. And He's coming at the parousia. Hallelujah. So we're going to do this left hand will always be the Old Testament, right hand, New Testament. And we're going to compare them. We're going to see what the one says, what the other one does. Why does the one testament do certain things which were part of the instructions of the covenant that Yahweh made with Father Abram, which is not part of the New Testament anymore? Prof, what do you say? Yeah, easily. To become part of the covenant of Father Abram, you need to be circumcised by your flesh. That's why the Hebrew people and the Jews on the day, 8th day, they circumcised the little boys. Yahweh said to Father Abram, that is the size. That will be the sign of the covenant between you and me. Now in the New Testament, after the death of Yahushua, the word comes and Yahweh says He has no desire that we should be circumcised by our flesh. But He says He wants us to be renewed by our minds. So it's not a fleshly deed. It's a spiritual action. Be renewed by our mind. And I'm just ending here. Galatians 3:26-29. According to the covenant of Abram, women couldn't be circumcised. But Galatians 3:26-29 said, there is no more Greek nor Gentile, nor free man nor slave, man nor woman, for they who were immersed in the name of Yahushua, being baptized, are one, and according to the promises of Abram, heirs. So how does a woman become part of the bride? Through immersing in the name of Yahushua. How does men become part of the bride? Repentance and immersing in the name of Yahushua. Go study Galatians 3:26-29. Till tomorrow morning, with Yahweh's will. Maranatha. Yahushua is coming back again. Hallelujah.